What comes to mind when you hear the expression "life's good" when you see the color yellow or hear the sound? Do any of these remind you of someone, a business, or an event? Hey, it's Soji, and this is the Brandfather Experience. A while ago, I stopped by at a mall and saw a friend's sister. In that moment, I remembered my friend and realized it was the perfect moment to buy a gift for her birthday, which was a few days from then. However, I have not spoken to my friend for a long time and I had promised to call her and totally forgot. But seeing her sister triggered a lot of good things I had in mind for her. This reminded me about how little things can make significant difference. If I could time travel and go back to uni, I'll still choose to study architecture, but I'll definitely choose a minor in psychology. This is because I find it interesting trying to understand why people do what they do and leveraging that knowledge as a tool for influence. We are exposed to hundreds of brands every single day, via different channels, radio, TV, social media, the list goes on. Experts have gotten really good at using psychology to trigger people to buy things and buy into things. And once they exhaust one method or channel, they reinvent new ways to continue to do this endless pursuit to influence people's behavior. Understanding what influences consumer decision and leveraging it is the key to growing your brand. It can put an ordinary business at an immense advantage in any market. How do you assist customers who have decided to buy from you but repeatedly forget? How do you help them remember and take actions as intended? That's the importance of a trigger, because even if you've done a good job as a brand, sometimes there are leakages because of conditions and situations out of your direct control. Some of the latest thinking from the world of marketing science highlights three key components that you need to tackle the full ecosystem of brand influences. The first is emotional resonance. Emotions are essential in brand building because only a handful of decisions are made rationally. We often buy emotionally and justify logically. Hence, it's important to build emotional affiliation with your brand, most of which is done through various forms of storytelling. In recent times, it's been very trendy for young adults, especially millennials, to show brand love for Capri Sun. This is because most of them had it as their favorite drink when they were children. So it evokes a nostalgic feeling, and coupled with the fact that it's trendy, make such fans look like cool adults. But the brand significantly benefits from this kind of association, and it's not because it's marketed in any sophisticated way, but for the feelings attached to it. Second is mental availability. Mental availability is about creating associations that bring your brand to mind in the right moments. That little echo in the brain that nudges people about your brand. How available is your brand when it's needed to be remembered? How much work have you done to ingrain in people's mind that you exist? That's what Brand Trigger does on behalf of your brand. Here's a simple exercise for you. I want you to think of a tool. Now, think of a color. Done that? You most likely thought of a hammer and the color red. Most others will consider screwdriver or the color blue. Shocked, right? Let me explain why. Our brain has a secret shortcut system for how it stores information and ideas. It stores information in general categories like colors, tools, furniture, etc., and each category has its own best example. This example helps your brain quickly and efficiently find what it needs without having to dig through everything you know. For most people, the best example for colors is red, and the best example for tool is hammer. Likewise, there are brands that come up when you think about specific categories, and if you've done your job as a brand, that's where you want to be. Third and final key is physical availability. This has to do with how easy it is to buy a brand or to do business with a brand. If a brand is hard to find or hard to buy, we easily give up. This is so important that it's easy to miss. Some businesses win simply because they have an excellent distribution system. The easier a brand is to buy, the more occasion they're going to convert prospects. To understand this better, I like to use this classic example of Gokada and Ope. Before bike ride hailing services were banned in Lagos State, Gokada was one of the first in the category, and so they had the advantage, and they happened to have also created a likable brand that highlights safety and excellent customer services. Then came Ope, a competitor that had been very well funded. Their strategy was different and disruptive. They imported so many bikes, signed up as many riders, and instantly became popular because they were literally everywhere. Gokada arguably had a strong emotional resonance and mental availability, considering they were one of the first. But when it came to physical availability, they just couldn't compete with Ope. For every Gokada you see, you spot about 7 to 10 Ope riders. Considering time and speed, which is a priority for most users had no choice but to go with Ope riders in many instances, even if they had a preference for Gokada. Otherwise, they would in many cases have had to wait to find a Gokada nearby while staring at several available Ope riders at the same bus stop. It was just more convenient to use Ope riders. Therefore, Gokada lost at the realm of physical availability. Another good example is ShopRite. ShopRite is a grocery store, one of the biggest in Nigeria. And one of the reasons why they became very popular was every mall they occupied, they had a very massive signage on the facade of the mall. And because of how big their signage is, everybody passing started to call the destination by the name ShopRite. It became so strong that bus stops, wherever those malls are, took the name ShopRite. That is a classic example of physical availability, mental, in fact, the combination of mental and physical availability. To recap what we learned today, there are three components you need to tackle the full ecosystem of brand influences: emotional resonance, mental availability, and physical availability. And to optimize all these avenues, you need to create distinctive assets, that's objects of associations, to help trigger your brand from being known to being preferred and being bought repeatedly. The battlefield for brand is a battlefield of the mind, and today more brands have become more sophisticated in their approach to winning this battle. When thinking about your brand, consider these three keys I've shared with you, and you'll be well on your way to becoming an unstoppable brand. If you'd like to continue this conversation, feel free to reach out to me at soji.oi@gmail.com. That is soji.oi@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and talk to you soon.